This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, of course, it's BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com right now. Remember, if you're in Nevada, stop by any MGM casino. Bring your state-issued ID. You're ready to go within minutes. Nobody's better. They've sponsored the show here, the Lombardi Line, for years, so check them out, BetMGM.com. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. Got to be 21 years or older. We got you back here on a Friday edition of the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Hope you're having a nice week as we head into the weekend. Michael Lombardi, a.k.a. Jack LaLanne. You and I are going to be the only ones that get the reference. We're the only ones that get the reference. We'll leave it there. I'm learning from our guy Michael Lombardi, though, as far as health's concerned. Okay, we welcome in a Hall of Famer from behind the book there at the South Point. His name is Vinny Maliulo. And we say, hi, my assumption is the Chiefs are a publicly bet team. Also, you had a primetime game go under. Again, they're 4-0 to the under this year. My assumption is you did pretty well behind the book last night. Hi.
Well, what do you say, fellas? Good to be with you. The first thing I want to say is that I'm not going to go Tua on you and move around so you can see me.
Thank you.
I'll try to stay in one place. Yeah, it's always a good day, Patrick. I always told you it's a good day to be a bookmaker. You know, in recent years, no question, especially under Patrick Mahomes and under Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs have been a very public team. We did take Chiefs money early, and, you know, the game, of course, got as high as 4.5. But there was quite a bit of Charger money yesterday afternoon, probably within the last couple of hours before kickoff. So actually the game was pretty balanced. It really wasn't that big a decision on the game. The fact that it went under definitely helped. But it did set up, you know, we always talk about the Sunday night game and the Monday night game, what's going to them, right? Well, it all starts with the Thursday night game. And what got set up last night were teasers to both teams. Let's face it. I mean, with the game falling Chiefs 3, teasers heading into the weekend are off and running. But overall, a good start to the week, good business. The other part of it is that you have two teams that are very popular. Chargers going into this season became a very popular selection by folks, particularly in that AFC West. So a good result to get things started here in week two.
Yeah, Vinny, I want to ask you about a game that's been on my mind here. So last week against the Chiefs, Arizona opened up 3.5-point dogs and got immediately bet to 6 and went to 7. I mean, I'm not talking to me. I'm talking like it opened Monday and you went from 3. I don't know what you did. That's why I'm asking the question. But most shops went from 3.5 to 6. And then the Raider game opened up with the Cards a dog again, 3. And now it's up to 6 and then it came back to 5. Do you have an explanation for that, or where were you and how did you handle the Cardinals?
So last week, there was no question that that was a game that the public did very well on. I mean, it was all about the Chiefs last week with the Cardinals. I think that what we noticed during the course of the summer was that I don't think people bought into You know, the Cardinals fast start or as fast a start this year as they had last year. And again, the Chiefs being the more public team. So not a real surprise there. And the Raider game, you know, it was a situation where the Raiders were the side that the public was on. So not a real you know, strong explanation. I was surprised. You know, I'm not surprised though, right, Michael? Especially here with the right. regional bias on the Raiders that that money did show. Not really surprised that money came against the Cardinals, given the fact that people, you know, really enjoy the Chiefs and like the Chiefs. This week, again, pretty when all was said and done, a kickoff last night, two-way action on the game. But the Raiders are getting the betting attention here from 4.5 on the opener and now up to 5.5. We'll probably see 6 on this game. Raiders, there's no doubt, again, here in Las Vegas, Raiders home opener. Figured a rebound from last week. Folks did not really like what they saw with the Cardinals. And they figured the Raiders are going to correct some things, particularly on the offensive side of things.
But Patrick, do you think that because Millie's going to the game, that's why the betting money's going towards the Raiders? I mean, I'm just asking.
Well, it's going to be a bigger procession than what's happening in England right now with the Queen dying. I mean, it is going to be a big deal. By the way, can we just say as an aside, and I want to ask you where you think you're going to close that Raiders number. Here's when you know from bookmakers. There was so much hot air he could fill a balloon from Vinny when I said, hey, it appears to me you probably did pretty well last night. And Vinny started going, well, listen, you know, you win some, you lose some. Last night was pretty
He's
good.
He's a modest
we'll give
guy.
It back.
He's a very modest guy.
I mean, it's unbelievable. The hot
very
air
modest.
Coming out of that handsome face is
He's
freaking unbelievable.
Modest. He's
no,
very
he's,
modest.
He's not
a couple
modest.
Of things,
he's a
Patrick.
Jerk.
You know, you being the authority on hot air, I respect that opinion immensely. And I just ran into Millie at the window on the way in here, and she said, I'm getting down on the Raiders now before it gets to 6. So
well,
that's she's taking full advantage
well,
of
Millie
the lower
price.
Betting with her heart the whole way. She's betting with her heart the whole way, I can promise you that.
Yeah, she knows to get the best of the number. Now, that's the question I have for you. We're sitting 5.5. These are tough for you, Vinny, but I'm going to ask you. Do you think we're in a better position to close 5 or 6 with Vegas here with Arizona in town?
No, I think there's more of a likelihood, particularly here, Patrick, in Las Vegas, that this game will go higher. I mean, I think you're going to see the Raiders. The fact that this is also an afternoon game, so we're going to be a lot of things, you know, a lot of multi-leg parlay, you know, both the parlays and the teasers going to it. So what we're seeing so far, and based on what we saw last week, no real surprise that the Raiders are going to be the side that that folks are on. Now, if it goes through 6, then, you know, what do pros do? Well, they're going to say, well, can we maybe get to 7 or something like that? Because pros, again, bet numbers. Not teams, but the public is going to be all over the Raiders this week, and the tendency here will likely be for this game to go higher, especially here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, look,
go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead, Patrick. No,
I was
going to
say that's our. Let's get the VSiN pro tip out of the way because I think we can't understate what Vinny just said, Michael. And I need to reiterate this: pros bet numbers. What he's saying is remove emotion, remove sentiment. You're in Vegas, that number is going to drive up because locally they're going to obviously want to bet the local team. But Michael, what he said can't be stressed enough. Pro bettors bet numbers. That's it, not emotion.
Yeah, and that's something I'm trying really to work hard on is pay attention to my numbers, Vinny. I'm trying to really pay attention to that. And like I'll tell you a game that I think is, maybe I could be completely wrong, but I don't know why the Jets are a 6.5-point dog to the Browns. Last week, it was Nick Chubb and it was Hunt. And Brissett did absolutely nothing in the game. Now, I don't think the Browns are going to lose to the Jets. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, like, I think the Jets will play way better this week than they did last week. They really shut down Baltimore's offense other than a play or two, which those plays that Baltimore made against the Jets are not available for the Browns. They're not there. He won't make those plays. So I could see it being a defensive struggle. I could see the under being really in play here. And I could see the Jets at 6.5. I think that's a really good number.
Yeah, I think what pro bettors are going to look for, Michael, is to see if they can get the Jets plus a touchdown, right? Plus 7 here. So they're kind of taking a wait-and-see approach. again, the public is going to take the side of the Browns here. One of the reasons is that, you know, it's been pretty well chronicled, and people are starting to realize that the Jets offensively are just not good. And I think you know better than anybody, Michael. Their first down issues, it's not just last week. We're talking about when you go back for the last several seasons, the Jets put themselves behind the eight ball right from the jump, and they're constantly in long down, long yardage down situations. So people realize that. I think, you know, the Browns are the better team here. Jets in rebuild mode. I mean, we saw with their offensive line. We knew there were problems and injuries there last week. And again, you know, how much you're going to get out of Flacco with a beat up offensive line. So all that said, I think you're going to see the public sentiment with the Browns here. Pro bettors waiting to see if they could get the Jets +7. And again, watch what the weather situation is. Not only there, but everywhere. I mean, we saw how the weather really impacted the Bears game, not taking anything away from the Bears, but that was certainly a factor in that game.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yep. And again, just out of curiosity, but the first thing I'd always ask Vinny from behind the book when we're talking about Arizona and Las Vegas is, are you going to get to 6? Why do I ask him that? Because pros, once that game gets to 6, potentially could bet the Cardinals. They won't bet the Cardinals catching 5.5. The key numbers, 3, 7, 6, 4 is starting to gain in the NFL as well. But we're talking key numbers. So Vinny did a great job of laying that out quickly, and then we'll come back and discuss. Where are you with the Rams? Because it seems like Atlanta, that number's driving down.
Yeah, well, I think, again, this is strictly a play on the number. Certain plays are the number, right? You mentioned key numbers a moment ago, Patrick. And what is one of the key numbers? And the key number is 10, right? If you can get more than 10, well, then it's an automatic take. So, you know, the Falcons, we did open the Rams 10.5, and now the game sits at 10. So, the obvious follow-up would be, well, Vinny, if you knew that they would take that number, why would you hang it? Because we also know that the Rams are going to be a public choice coming off of last week's defeat, really a demolition, against them. So, you know, we know what the pros want in this game. And, you know, a lot of what we do is try to anticipate, and that's fine. And again, I have no problem with pros taking points in certain numbers. That's fine, especially knowing what the public sentiment is going to be. And the public sentiment in this game is going to be Rams, you know, by and large, especially in teasers.
Yeah, and I want to get on Atlanta. I really do. But this is a hard one for me. It's a hard one.
You do not like that Atlanta team. Although they were pesky until New Orleans figured it out week 1. It's amazing if you listen closer through all the hot air how much you can actually learn from a Hall of Famer like Vinny. And he's back with us here on the Lombardi Line.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
basically everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, to get the pro tips, Michael Lombardi's exclusive articles, Season Prep, which you should be studying right now, the Pro Football Betting Guides, the College Football Betting Guides, Pro Tools, the Betting Splits, everything we offer, you have to become a VSiN Pro. Remember what Vinny just told us in the last break, that gets archived, so make sure you check it out. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. It's $175 through the Super Bowl. Again, half off right now. VSiN.com/subscribe. Become a VSiN Pro. You'll thank us for it, I assure you. We got you back here. Michael Lombardi. It is the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. I'm Patrick Maher. Hall of Famer Vinny Maliulo joins us live from the South Point. We were just having a spirited conversation about the Pac-12 and the Mountain West, and the reason we were, fellas, is because you got a good one tonight in Laramie. Air Force is laying 16.5 at Wyoming. And there's a good reason, Michael. This Air Force team is rushing for close to 509 yards per game. Many are saying this is, remember, they had a great year last year, Air Force. Many are saying this is the best Air Force team in 10 years. Now, they haven't won in Laramie in 10 years. They're 0-3 since 2002. But this is a hell of an Air Force team laying a big price at Wyoming.
You know, Troy Calhoun has done a tremendous, I mean, it's a hard offense to play, right? I mean, it's
triple
like
option.
Army, and when they get that skill going, and then they can throw the ball and all the play action, I mean, it's hard to get ready for. I really think it's a challenge, and then when they add talent to it, which obviously they have this year, it becomes a whole thing. Vinny, we were just talking off air. Somebody knew something because everybody was betting Air Force on the over. Like, the number came out on their win total way too low.
Yeah, no doubt. The season win total, you know, you saw 4.5 out there, and folks, they jumped on it. Look, when you look at the academy, right, or all the academies, you always know there's discipline, right, and they try to, possess the ball and grind teams down. But this Air Force team is the favorite for the President's Trophy this year. They're much higher, they have a much higher power rating than both Army and Navy this year. And again, I think when you look at the fact that last week they dominated Colorado. Let's face it, guys, and that just adds to the Pac-12 woes. But hey, you know, you have to respect what Air Force not only has accomplished in recent years, but the way they're playing this year. And yeah, I think Patrick hit on a key point. I've heard a lot of folks say that this is the best Air Force team in quite some time, and they're certainly playing like it.
Now, that is tonight, Michael. Also tonight, this is an interesting matchup. Florida State at Louisville. So after the beatdown Louisville took at Syracuse, they got right against Central Florida. However, that Florida State team can run the football. They got a three-headed monster at running back. And the one thing Louisville can't do and their weakness on defense is stopping the run. I like this setup for Florida State at Louisville. I like it up to 2.5, but I do see shops potentially getting the 3, which is where I'll lay off. Again, a key number, Vinny. Where are you sitting with Florida State, Louisville?
Yeah, Patrick, they did lay 2 with us on Florida State and 2.5, and now South Point sits at 3 on this game. Total holding steady at 57. Sure, look, you know, we saw what Florida State did in when they held off LSU in that first game, and then they came back and win last year, playing with a lot of spirit, a lot of emotion. You wonder how this game is going to play out and how Louisville is going to come out tonight. I think you'll see a pretty strong effort by Louisville. We're going to find out a lot more about Florida State here in this game, shorter week. But again, we talk about 3 being the most key number in the NFL. It's not as though it's not a key number in college either. So right now, the thing about the 3-2, guys, is we're going to take a lot longer, to get off of it than to go through it. But we'll see what they're doing right now. Starting to see a little bit of Louisville money here. But again, 4:30 Pacific kickoff here. We're going to see plenty of action. And again, these will be – these two games, I love, from our perspective, love the fact that we've got two. You know, we had the game last night, NFL game to kick it off, the Chargers and Chiefs. Got a nice pair of games here with on Friday night. Got a great slate here. And let's remember this, guys, and we all know about Sunday, but we do have two Monday night games in the NFL this week. Usually those games, you know, the first week we've always had two games. But, you know, from our side of the counter, in our world, having the Thursday night NFL game, a couple of Friday night college games, a great set of game, you know, a great schedule, a hefty schedule on Saturday, and then you've got Sunday. Oh, and by the way, a Monday night NFL doubleheader. Tell you what,
gotta love it.
It's good to be a bookmaker.
Yeah, it is. It really is, Vinny. I mean, are you getting any action on the Harvard Merrimack game? I know Harvard's favored by 27.5. Are you getting anything on that at all?
No. Not a lot of
No.
They can't right. move that.
That is not the highlight, Michael. That some folks may desire, but no, that
what,
is not.
What is the Saturday slate? What is the game of the week for you that you are kind of getting two way action on?
Well, you know, you still have got these big mismatches, Michael. Right, we see the big schools, the power schools that we're talking about. You know, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia. They're big favorites this week, and you know, you're seeing those numbers move once, and then like last week they moved one time, and that was it. So there wasn't a whole lot of action on those games. I would say, you know, what we're seeing. So I'll tell you what game is going to get a lot of action. BYU and Oregon, even though the numbers holding steady about 3.5, that game I think is going to be a terrific game. And it's positioned nicely in the middle of the schedule. So that game, I think you're going to see quite a bit of action on. Mississippi State and LSU. And Mississippi State, you know, I tell you what, nice couple of games to start things off there. That game toggling between 2.5 and 3. The other games, I think we're going to see. You know what, Clemson and Louisiana Tech. You know, that's another one with a big spread. No, not a lot of movement there. Miami, I tell you what, Texas A&M. People are betting Texas A&M against Miami here. This game opened 5, and really very quickly moved up to 6.5. Again, will we see 7 in this game? Possibly. I think 7 will be a take. But right now, that's the game that we're seeing the most on. And no surprise here with the fact that game is a 6 o'clock Pacific start, positioned nicely. I think you're seeing a move on Texas A&M, folks thinking that they're going to rebound off of that really a devastating loss last week to App State. Full credit to Appalachian State in that one. One other game I think we're going to see, we're starting to see some action on, good action, interconference game, Michigan State and Washington, that game holding steady with Washington, a 3.5-point favorite. So those are the games right now. But again, lots of a long way to go. And again, three-shift town here in Las Vegas. So you got a lot of action that'll come in on swing shift tonight as in a graveyard as swing shift workers get off work, because there's a lot of local business here, and that's why South Point Book is open 24 hours.
Quickly, Michael, Max Johnson is going to make the start for the Aggies, Brad Johnson's son. He is going to replace the starter.
Okay. I don't know how much longer that Jimbo, that quarterback guru, needed to watch before he made a change, but I want to talk about the Scott Frost. I mean, he's available now, Vinny, to come help you. I mean, this line opened 14.5 against Oklahoma. It's down to 11. I mean, I didn't know Scott Frost had a movement within the line. I was fascinating.
Well,
we tried to get ahead of it a little bit and open it at 11.5. Now we're down to 11. I think, you know, the school of thought here initially is that the coaching change, the new voice, Trevor Alberts is talking about, maybe will have a positive effect for the Huskers at home, the rival, big rivalry game over the years. I remember we were growing up, and that was one of the premier games of the year. So right now, love's showing for Nebraska, but we'll see how that plays out. But if Scott Frost wants to come in and you know, give us some insight, we'll always listen. But Scott, buddy, oof.
Yeah,
I don't think
he
so.
Could run. He could run the hot dog cart, as Michael Lombardi calls it. There,
nobody
Scott
can
Ross
run that hot dog cart like that. Nobody can. You gotta be on point for that hot dog cart. That thing's a money machine. I gotta get the Borgata. I gotta get out on that, Vinny. We gotta talk to the Borgata.
That's Michael's good. That's his new obsession. Is he wants a hot dog cart that he wants to run in Ocean
right
City, Vinny? Your thoughts?
Well, listen, I think what you want to do first and foremost is make sure it's in the vicinity and close proximity to the sports book. But I will tell you this, guys, and this is not a joke. When we put this down, the studio I'm sitting in here at the South Point, the VEASAN studio, is adjacent to the book. And at one point, as you guys know, there were about 40 or 50 slot machines in this area, right? So you figure, it's got to be a pretty daunting and lengthy task to get those things relocated, repositioned, right? It took longer because the hot dog cart was right over my shoulder where I'm pointing right now. We had more meetings about how to move this hot dog cart 20 feet than we had to do 50 slot machines. So what does that tell you, Michael?
Exactly.
Have those folks call Michael gone. He's the expert. He'll tell them.
I gotta call Michael. I gotta have lunch with him again.
He gets stuck on things, and right now he's stuck on hot dog carts. Okay, thank you, Vinny. You're the best. Appreciate you.
Good to be with you guys.
Okay, get ready, because Amal Shaw is next. Here, Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM.
Oh, duck.
Duck.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, Brent Musburger is a horse racing fan, and First Bet wants to invite you to enter their free sweepstakes to win a trip to Santa Anita Park. That's October 6th through the 9th. This is a great prize. The grand prize package includes airfare, hotel, tickets to the races, plus a $1,000 betting voucher from First Bet. Head over to vsin.com/horses for details and to register. That's vsin.com/horses for details. Do you remember, as we welcome you back, Michael Lombardi, do you remember the HBO show that was, I can't remember who it was, but it was called Luck. It was called Luck. And
oh, it was about the horses, right?
Yeah.
And
it was
all those, Dustin Hoffman was in it. And all those horses died, and they canceled it, right?
So you nailed it. Nolte, Hoffman, it was a big deal. It was called Luck back in 2011 on HBO. Michael Lombardi nailed it. They had issues. The track with which it was filmed was Santa Anita. Santa Anita then went on in 2017 and 18 to have more issues with the horses passing away. That's when I had my existential crisis with the sport. God willing, it seems to have completely switched in a positive for the horses. So yeah. Anyway, I thought of Santa Anita when I brought that up because that's where they do the filming. Every time you see a horse racing scene in film or on TV, it's generally filmed at Santa Anita. Anywho, just a little fun nugget.
I didn't know that.
There. It's called the Great Race Place. And by the way, back in World War II, you're a big time history buff. That's where they used to, a lot of Japanese internment camps were built there at Santa Anita, unfortunately. But that's where they used to completely cleared it out, and they put people, rounded up people, I guess is the best way to put it, and had them sleep at the track. Anyway, I digress. That was weird. Let's get into, so you sent over the tweet from earlier, and Stephen Bond found it. This is fascinating from Mike McCarthy. Let's go ahead and roll it.
My job is to make sure all three coordinators are teed up to be successful. I mean, that's something that is a bright light from what I try to accomplish every single day. So yeah, I make sure Kellen, knows that I'm there, and we're going to take a lap today through the call sheet, maybe a little longer than we normally do. So I mean, those types of things. Be honest, I mean, in Kellen's time as a coordinator, he's been able to play very, very aggressive, we're in a phase right now that we got to be a little smarter in certain situations. So I mean, that's all part of growing as a play caller.
Okay, there's Mike McCarthy talking about his play caller, Kellen Moore, who's good on the script with that first series. It tends to fall apart. Cincinnati's at Dallas. Cincinnati's laying 7.5. Michael, your take from the clip from McCarthy.
Well, I think, if you're not going to do that, what are you doing, right? Like, what are you doing? And I think it's smart for Mike. I mean, Kellen Moore's just going to call plays as if he doesn't care who's there. I often said, you know, you could put a Coke machine at right corner and nobody would go after him. You know, I'm going to stay with my script. You know, there's a Coke machine at right corner. Like, it doesn't move. Like, can we throw a throw over? Nope, I got my script, you know? Like, so it's the same thing. Kellen Moore's going to look down at his sheet. He's going to call it. Like, what Mike's saying there is I got to set up the game to win this game. I can't win the way we've won before. We've been able to win before being making plays offensively, doing this. We're going to have to win with defense, the kicking game, and we're going to have to mix in some plays like Pittsburgh did. Pittsburgh did nothing offensively except when they needed it. They made a couple plays that they had to make, and they were able to turn the ball over from Cincinnati, and they won a game. I mean, there's a formula to win for Dallas against Cincinnati. It's just you can't be the formula that they had last week.
I'd love to know that formula because, remember, prior to what happened last week, Dallas was a 2.5-point favorite. You don't generally see flips like this where Cincinnati, obviously the circumstances with no Dak, but also a pissed-off Cincinnati team where Burrow was sloppy.
Bad. Yeah, you know, but this is an interesting game, though, Patrick, right? So the line opens up. This is one of those I always look at, and I like them for a reason. So we get a ticket count every week, and that's why you have to go to your BetMGM, you know, the VSiN Pro, look at the betting splits. The betting splits are great, and they give more information than just where is the money. It gives you a little bit of what is the money, right? So in this game, on my board, okay, and this encompasses a bunch of shops. It doesn't do South Point. It doesn't do BetMGM. So they're all different. It doesn't do Beau Rivage. So everything's different. But just in this snapshot, Cincinnati, there's almost 30,000 tickets written on the game. 83% of those tickets are on the Bengals, okay? Only 17% are on the Cowboys, and that number is at the Cowboys at when the Cowboys opened up at 2.5 at 7, okay? And now I've got 17% of the ticket. They have 45% of the money. So during the week, I'm always monitoring low ticket count, high money. And for me, that tells me that's not mom and pop from Des Moines playing the game. That's somebody who knows what they're doing going against the grain, going against the perception. New England, Pittsburgh, okay? New England, Pittsburgh. New England, Pittsburgh has 71% of the money, okay? New England has almost, everybody's betting Pittsburgh because they're a dog. I'm sorry, they have 60% of the money. The Patriots have only 40% of the tickets and 71% of the money. So everybody's betting Pittsburgh, 60% of the tickets, but no one's given it. There's $2 tickets for 29% of the money. You follow me?
Right. Yes.
I that's what I want to see. Like Jacksonville. Okay. Jacksonville, Indianapolis. You would think everybody's betting Indy or because they got to bounce back. So the ticket count is somewhat even. It favors Jacksonville, right? But the money is so far different. Jacksonville's getting 59% of the tickets, 56% of the tickets, 82% of the money.
It's very simple, and Michael's putting it perfectly. There's a delineation between the bet percentage and the money percentage. And the way to find that is you go to the VSiN splits, which are part of the Pro Tools package when you become a VSiN Pro, VSiN.com/subscribe. I mean, you nailed it. And look, it's important to understand the percentages. It's fascinating if you look at it, though, because I told you Dallas was 2.5. Now it's flipped Cincinnati 7.5. But how about the total as well? Total was sitting 51, has been bet down to 41.5. That's a 10-point drop, sans Dak.
Again, pace, right? They got to do it. Like, I'll give you another game. So how do I utilize this? So I come up with my own lines. And do I automatically just go with, okay, this is what they're telling me? Like, I don't want to be on the side of the public. I don't want to be, even though, like, it works for you with Kansas City, Arizona, but it's not going to work for you in the long haul. So when you look at it, when I say, okay, any Jacksonville, I have it as a 3.68 game. I'm getting 4 points with Jacksonville. Do I take that one? You know, there's a lot of money. Green Bay should be a 10.5 favorite. You know, Green Bay's getting 46% of the tickets, 73% of the money. So it's things you got to look at. You know, the Giants are getting only 34% of the tickets and just 29% of the money.
Right. Yep. It's so important. It really is. It should be part of your repertoire, that being betting splits, understanding where the money's going, but not just where the money's going, what money is going where is what you're saying.
Yep.
You're not just looking at bet handle. You're not looking at the hold for the casino. You're looking at what type of money is going where.
Right. And why is this happening? You know, what is, like, I think the book has said, we don't know. Arizona's way worse than we handicapped them. That last year's numbers don't matter anymore. And they're just getting rid of them.
Yep. They're not just what Michael's talking about with the splits. This has been great for the pro tips today. Remember, VSiN pros get the pro tips. But Vinny said something I wanted to circle back on, Michael, and that is not all key numbers are built the same from college football to pro football. While, yes, 3 is a key number in college and pro, they're not built the same. And you can find that information when you become a VSiN pro. But again, just to delineate, college football, pro football, 2 very separate entities when it comes to key numbers. And by the way, pros won't tease in college. They will very much tease in the NFL. So there's a difference there as well.
Right. And look, here's why it's the 3 number in college. It is kind of a little tough. I think 3.5 is a better number because they call time, they stop the clock on first downs. So you got a better chance. You know, you your timeouts aren't as important. They're important, but they're just not as important.
Yep. Yep. Good stuff. By the way, I just saw this story. It just shows you a difference in cultures. I know this is random. We're going to break and we'll have them all next. David Beckham just waited over 13 hours in queue at Westminster Hall to pay respects to Queen Elizabeth. That is, like, we don't, wow. It's so, now I would do it because I'm obsessed with the crown and I was into shorty, but 13 hours for David Beckham, it just shows you how different the cultures are there, right?
Do you think he got a call back? Do you think he did, like, you know, when you call a company, American Airlines, they said, we'll call you back in 2 hours when we got it. You think he got a call back?
Or like the DMV. Or the DMV, did he take a number and was he sitting there?
Yeah, I'll be back in 13 hours. I got some stuff to do. Me and Victoria, we got things to do around here. We'll go to a cafe. We'll get some warm beer. Maybe have some fish and chips. I don't know.
What was his wife's name in the Spice Girls?
I have no idea. None.
Posh.
None.
Posh Spice. Does that ring a bell?
I love it. No, it wouldn't ring any bell. I mean, you'd have to hit me over the head with a bell.
You still have a Spice Girls CD. Coming up next, somebody that definitely has a Spice Girls CD. That's Amal Shaw.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, a rewards program specifically for Amal Shaw. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. They unleash the spirit of Vegas, of course, with the rewards points program. You can convert your BetMGM reward points, Amal, that you can use towards dining, shows, hotel rooms, or free bets. It's betting's premier loyalty program. You got to get involved. BetMGM.com, you got to be 21 years or older. And if you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Of course, he's Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. This is The Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. Coming up after us every day, VSiN Big Bets, starring Amal Shaw and Dave Ross, as we welcome in Amal Shaw from the South Point Studios. He was just admonished during the break for wiggling too much. Would you like to respond to the fact that producers are yelling at you not to wiggle too much there on camera, Amal?
No.
Would you like to respond? I asked Michael Lombardi who his favorite Spice Girl was. Mine was Posh Spice. Who was your favorite Spice Girl?
I don't even know. I'll just say Posh
Sporty
because I don't
spice.
Even know who that. Which
yeah, you
sure.
would say.
Okay, let's go
spice.
With that.
Anyway, how are we feeling? How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm well, thanks. How are you? You know what? I'm a little bit disappointed. I got pushed from the 7 block to the 8. I drove here like I stole something. I wasn't late. I just didn't realize the time had gotten away from me, and I made it on time under the bell. But I guess I got pushed to the end. So I apologize for kind of messing up with your guys' show.
Oh, no, listen, I mean, we're
Michael,
good. We're happy to have you, Amal. That's really
you gracing
good.
Us. You Amal, gracing us with your presence is enough. Go ahead, Michael.
Amal, half the Survivor contest got eliminated last week. Who did you go with?
I went with Washington and Houston. I'm sorry, Tennessee and Baltimore.
So you still have tickets. You have one ticket left then.
Yeah, I have two left. Yes. Yeah.
And so where are you going this week?
Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
They play
wow.
the Jets. If you look at the Browns schedule, it's probably the best opportunity when you look at Cleveland's schedule. There's really not too many opportunities. I think there's a bunch of games where you look at teams that could win. Green Bay against Chicago, Denver at home against Houston. The 49ers would have been a selection, but Elijah Mitchell being out, I think, is a big blow to this offense. I just think that he's vastly underrated. You know, Michael, you know this. Patrick, last year, top four in terms of rushes over 10 yards. Really an outstanding back. I just think his loss has an impact on this offense as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, but look, they seem to be able to run the ball. I mean, I know it was an ugly track on Sunday, but they ran the football against Chicago. They just didn't run it enough. And, of course, they couldn't make a play in the passing game, but that's water under the bridge, Patrick.
So, did you guys see this? Amal, your boy Ben Fox over at VSiN Live on Twitter, he tweeted, BetMGM has more bets and more liability on the Lions laying 1.5 versus Washington, your aforementioned Commanders, than any other game. Remember, the Lions haven't been favored in 24 games. I don't think people are realizing. I understand the effect from the TV show. Amal, I'll start with you here. I don't think people realize how horrid this defense is. And frankly, Dan Campbell in game still hasn't figured it out. So this isn't a very good football team. It's interesting that people are betting them.
Patrick, I said the same thing. I said, first of all, I don't understand the affinity for the Lions. I get the hard knocks. But more importantly, this team defensively last year was an absolute sieve. Nothing has changed. They gave up 38 points. They were fortunate enough to get a backdoor cover in this game, and they scored 35 points. But other than that, they still continue to struggle on the defensive side of the ball. The Commanders, depending on which way the weather and Carson Wentz feels, it's going to go in terms of this offense. I think Samuel McLaurin should be able to have a field day against this defense. They can't totally. Stop anybody. Now, I will say one thing, Michael. I just think the running of Jalen Hurts really took a toll on that defense. So they might be a little bit better against Washington, but I still think the Commanders are going to be able to score easily in the mid-20s, if not more.
Well, I mean, you bring up a great point. Like, at what point did Detroit realize maybe we should stop Hurts from running around? Maybe we should keep him in the pocket. Like, you had a whole year to get ready for him. I mean, I know they have all these ex-players on their coaching staff, and that's supposed to give them a lot more knowledge than anybody, right? Well, I mean, show it to me. Develop it. I love Aaron Glenn, but, like when were you going to make an adjustment? Like, he's got third. They ran a 3rd and 15, and they converted it. I mean, like, you're playing two-man, and – I mean, he ran down the sideline like it was like everybody just was – nobody was on the field.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's the biggest problem. They couldn't get off the field. You look at Jalen Hurts, he looked like Marcus Allen against the Redskins defense back there. I mean, it was unbelievable in terms of what he was able to do. And I think your point is well made. I like Aaron Glenn. You know, he's a guy who played at A&M, has had a great career in the NFL. But I think the one thing is defensively, as a DC, Patrick, you know this being a Lions guy, this team is just not good defensively. And I don't see any improvement coming anytime soon.
No, they're terrible defensively. Yeah, the way I look at it, Michael and Amal, the way I look at it, the Lions never had a chance to tie it or win it with the ball. So, again, they were down 17 going into the fourth. They added 14 points in the fourth. That is, they never had a chance to tie it or win it, Michael, with the ball late. So, to me, they were never in this matchup.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was a good backdoor cover, but, I mean, there would have been another – they would have given up a score had there been more time. I mean, the Eagles just took off the brakes. And, you know, it was, again, a run. I mean, it wasn't like they did it. They could never, and they had a whole year. Look, they ran for 250 yards against them last year. I got it. The Eagles are a hard team to play during the season. But when you go into the, when you had a whole off season to get ready for it, that's what happens?
Well, I don't know if the whole off season is enough time, though.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
Well, it's just, right. it's what Amal said about Hard Knocks. It really, it's crazy how the market can be so adjusted by perception. I mean, that TV show. And Dan Campbell's PR right now is unbelievable because his ability to coach. Now, again, he did a good job when he took over the play calling last year. Okay, fine. In game, he's a disaster. When to call a timeout, when to go for it, etc. But his defense, this defense hasn't gotten better, Michael, since Patricia. As a matter of fact, you could say it's taken a step back.
No, no doubt. I don't disagree with you. I mean, it has. And so, to me, I don't know. Like, I'm not in love with Washington. But I thought Washington really put a hurt on Lawrence last week. They got pressure on him. And I think it'll make Goff nervous. I do. I think it'll make Goff nervous. And I think Washington, as Amal said earlier in this segment, you know, they have some really good skill players, whether it's Dotson, the young kid from Penn State, whether it's McLaurin, or whether it's Samuel, who they use in all different ways. And then, you know, they got the tight end, Logan Thomas. I mean, they're good. And their offensive line is better than I expected it to be. I thought they were better. They really were. I'm not in love with it, but I thought they were improved, and they moved the ball effectively.
Yeah, I see Dave Ross over here smiling because his guy, Doc Walker, played for the Redskins back in the day. He was on our show last week. He said, hey, this offensive line is far better than people anticipated, and we saw that come to fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were better last year than people expected as well. Yeah, the Commanders have done a good job across that offensive front. Of course, Dave Ross,
the other thing is, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
The other thing, too, is everybody just assumes Dallas is playing a home game after a first home game. And the Rams are playing their second home game, and so is Detroit. Everybody assumes that you're playing a home game, second time, you're going to win that one, right? Well, Steve Mack and his numbers say it's 6-7 against the spread. You know, it's not a gimme putt here. Whereas the last 2 years, since 19, if you've opened up on the road and you lost your first game, you're winning and you're covering. And that would be New England, who had that, and Indianapolis.
By the way, Amal, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead,
please.
Bro. Appreciate you. Please segue.
I was going to say real quick, Mahomes, Herbert, Josh Allen, are we looking at a Marino, Elway, Montana type of resurgence here? I mean, these guys are just unbelievable.
You could throw Burrow in the mix as well if you wanted.
Thank you. Yeah, he could be the Jim Kelly. I don't know. He might be better. Who knows? All I'm saying is these guys – I watched Mahomes throw a couple of different angles on the throws. I mean, he is worth the price of admission alone.
No doubt. He's unbelievable. I mean, look, Mahomes, and he makes mistakes, but he makes more plays than he makes mistakes. And then, of course, when you look at Herbert, to me, there's going to be a documentary about how you pick Tua over Herbert. Like, I would like to know that.
Speaking of documentaries, before we go, Amal Shah, your partner Dave Ross is a Cowboys fan. Femi Abebefe is a Cowboys fan. And John Goulet is a Cowboys fan. We're actually doing some investigative reporting here. Ben Fox is on the case at VSIN. Because we're putting together a documentary about those three being Cowboys fans, and those three grew up as far away from Texas as you possibly could. Would you like to respond?
Yeah, you know, actually, I saw Dave Ross come in with a Warriors jersey on the other day. I think he's trying to decide whether to buy a Dodgers jersey or an Astros jersey this year. I'm not sure which one's in the mail, but You know, hey, what can I say? All these guys, none of these people are even within the time zone. Forget, let alone area code, or even close to Dallas. Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. Let's see. By the way, though, you know, in Dave's case, I don't want to make fun of him, though. He grew up with Syracuse basketball. You know that great coach, Jim Boeheim, schedules more Twinkies and cupcakes than Hostess.
Well, maybe if the Dodgers
get shot
to,
in somewhere.
Yeah, I knew he would.
Course.
If the Dodgers get to 118
I
wins.
Shots in earlier. I can't. I don't know if they get that far, Patrick, but I think around 114 or 113 is where they wind up.
Well, if they get to 118, Dave Ross will become a fan. That's my point. We love Dave. Big Bets is coming up
Thank
next
you.
With Amal Shah and Dave Ross.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Amal. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Michael, enjoyed it.
Thank
we'll
you, Patrick.
We'll be here early
yes.
tomorrow morning. You enjoy your Friday,
you
okay?
Bet. Have your coffee ready, Patrick. We will be.
Don't get hungry the rest of the day. Big Bets
no,
is next.
I won't.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.